That was Being Like, the new single from singer-songwriter LaToya Jane. And I'm delighted to be joined by LaToya on the line. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Yeah, very well, thanks. Good to hear from you. Now, you're from Toronto. We've already been chatting about our mutual love of Toronto. Let's start at the beginning and talk about your music. Did you come from a musical family?
Yes, my dad used to have a sound system, and my dad wrote me lyrics from since I was 3 years old. I don't know. It's like he knew that I had this gift in me or something. But as I became older, I realized that my name means music, LaToya. Hmm. So I guess it was like destined for me to be a music. And my uncle's a drummer. And then my other uncle was a music promoter and stuff like that. So, yeah, I do come from a musical family, you could say.
Did you ever try to play any instruments yourself?
I did. My dad bought me a book for guitar, how to learn how to play guitar for dummies. And I was supposed to play guitar, but I've been doing my nails for 22 years. And like, I'm not going to cut my nails just to play the guitar.
I know what you mean. What kinds of music were you listening to growing up? Who were your inspirations?
So there wasn't a lot of hip hop when I was growing up. So I had to listen to like INXS, you know, Glass Tiger, New Kids on the Block. But then as I got older and stuff, obviously, like, Biggie Smalls came in, you know, Tribe Called Quest, stuff like that. But I learned a lot from Lauryn Hill, Mary J. Blige, Faith Evans, Brandy, Coldplay. Those are people that kind of shaped and guided my voice.
Okay. If you had to pick one record that had a massive effect on you, what would it be?
Miseducation of Lauryn Hill.
At this time, as you're growing up in Toronto, you did have a tough upbringing. So could you tell us about that?
So I was raised in the baddest area in Canada, Jane and Finch. And I mean, it was normalized to be seeing drugs being sold, women being abused and stuff like that. But I was like a little feminist because I didn't like what I was seeing for a girl. And I became a gang leader. And I led a gang for years. I went to prison. I started in a gang when I was only 8 years old. Mm-hmm. And I went to prison for a while and I still didn't change and stuff like that. But I changed, thank God. And then now what I do is I speak in schools and teach youths how to come out of gangs and teach frontline workers how to engage gang members.
It must be very hard to be able to break out of a cycle of being in gangs and that's the sort of life that you lead because of where you are. And then because you've come out and, as you said, you've become a youth mentor as well, and you've started to focus on the things that you enjoy. I mean, how difficult was that to you know, at what point did you say, I've got to forget all about the gangs?
You know what? My best friend was murdered. So my little brother was shot. And the guys in the car had died, but he didn't die. And then my other brother was shot 18 times and he lived. And then my same brother that got shot, he actually died. He got shot again and he died. So I guess you could say that was my breaking point. I guess you can say, like, that's when I said, okay, you know, like, I'm done with the gang life and stuff like that, because too many people were dying, right?
Mm. I mean, a lot of people can come out of gangs and they've got no direction in life, but you managed to pick the music up again at this point, didn't you?
I did, because I when I went to jail, that's when I started to really write my lyrics, because the guards actually encouraged me more than anybody, to be honest.
And it got you thinking, this is what I got to do when I get out.
Yeah, this is my calling, and it actually worked, you know? Because yeah. How else are you gonna, sometimes you have to change your pain into your negative aggression into positive aggression. You know what I'm saying? Everybody has aggression. I don't care who you are. Even pastors have aggression. You know what I'm saying? So you got to learn how to turn that into a positive aggression. And that's what I do through my lyrics. Like, I beat the crap out of that microphone. But once I'm done, I know I can also help other people that need to learn how to express themselves and so on, so on, you know?
So let's talk about your recent musical projects, because you've been recording, you've got a new single out at the moment, but you've recorded other stuff as well. You had a few singles out a couple of years ago, 2017.
Yes, I did. I released my first EP, Grown, which I'm so proud of, because I uprooted things that were in me that I didn't even know I had. And I don't know if you see my older work, but I used to go by a name, Jane from Finch. And I was more aggressive before. And I was keeping a lot inside. I was going through a lot of things. Also a mother of a beautiful 22 and a half year old boy. So, you know, just the things that come along with everyday life. It was, and especially for me changing, like I had to learn how to be more soft and stuff. So it was just, it was a real challenge for me.
And you've got your new single out now. After a couple of years, you're recording and releasing again. Being Like, tell us about that song.
So Being Like, I did, I recorded it with Soundsmith, but a gentleman by the name of Dizzy Ignorant Records, he produced it. And again, it's off of the EP Grown, which was released in 2017, but it's a new visual that I just released for it. And it's just about a woman, because sometimes us as women, we stay longer than we should in things. And it's just telling the woman to, you know, you can be in like, you don't have to be in love with the person, just be in like with them and just keep it mutual and keep it moving. You know what I mean? Cause like, even for me, it's a real story. You know, I just kept it moving and put all the energy into myself after finishing my long-term relationship with my son's father. And I'm so happy. You know what I mean? Like, it's the best thing that I ever did, putting all that energy into myself and still being able to be in like with somebody as opposed to being in love with them, if you get what I'm saying.
Yeah, it's a great expression, because I don't think we've got that expression in England. If we have, I've never come across it. And I thought being like is a really good way of describing what you're feeling about. Now, you shot a video for the song as well. How did that go?
Oh, my goodness. So the video was amazing, because I'm not sure if you've seen that. Like, I handled my whole entire body, and that was such an experience. I'm actually handling myself right now as I'm speaking to you. But I mean, when I did that, it was just like, it was out of this world. But that's me. I'm very dramatic and I'm very out there. So, you know, it was really good, you know, to be able to challenge myself to see if I could even be outside naked for that long in the cold and look for spots to shoot and stuff like that. And it was dope. I have a dope team. Shout out to them.
What does 2020 hold in store for you? Have you got more? Are you writing more songs? Are you recording? Are you going to be performing live?
Oh, yes. I have performances coming up right now, actually. I usually tell people to keep watching me grow. So add me on social media. You know, my story is always getting bigger and better. And that's where you'll be able to see everything that I'm doing. You know, I have shows coming up. I have interviews coming up. I have school tours coming up, because I speak in schools, as I told you. So, I'm going to be very busy for 2020.
Where's the best place to find you on social media?
On Instagram, my social media name is Latoya Jane Music. On Facebook, Latoya Jane. On Twitter, Latoya Jane. On YouTube, Latoya Jane.
But you may be able to get over to the UK at some point. We might see you in the studio, because you've got relatives over here, haven't you?
My mother's born in Nottingham in the UK. And I came there. I did a tour, an acting tour, because I act as well. But I'll be back soon.
Do you come down to London and perform anywhere?
You know what? I did. There was a huge church, because it was like a spiritual play. And there was a huge church that we went to, and then we went shopping for only an hour. I didn't spend a lot of time in London, but I want to. London reminds me of Toronto. It's lit.
If you do come back to London, it would be great to get you down at some point, Latoya. It was great to chat with you on the phone today. Keep in touch with us about your future projects, and good luck with the new
music. I will. Thank you so much for having me today, Phoenix 98 FM.